Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. The 100 Degree Man. He's hot to touch. He's hot to trot. He's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it stinks.
Stinks?
Stinks.
Why does it stink?
Oh, who? Listen, I did a lecture 3 weeks ago in junior high school.
Yeah.
And the first question to all of the students, and most of them got the answer, the number one weather hazard in the United States that caused the most fatalities?
Heat.
Heat waves.
Yep, there's no doubt about it.
That's why it stinks, because people take it for granted, and you can really, really, if not injure yourself, you could actually, you know, wind up with heat stroke and things like that. This is very dangerous. It's dangerous from the fact that, number one, it is going to be an intense heat wave, and number two, it's going to be long-lasting, easily into 4th of July. So that's why there are a lot. It's dangerous. Most weather occurrences are dangerous, and we're talking about tornadoes, thunderstorms, things like that. But, you know, a thunderstorm is more regional or local. This heat wave is going to be really, really encompassing the eastern half of the United States. And here in New England, 100 degrees is a possibility in spots on Sunday. And that combined with high humidity makes it dangerous. So, you know, you cannot take advantage of this stuff. You cannot go out and take the sun for a great amount of time. You have to limit your exposure in the sun, 15, 20 minutes.
I've got my shorts on today. I got my shorts and I got my real light shirt on today. And yeah. I'm ready, Pat. I'm ready for it.
Well, I'm glad you are. you have to hydrate yourself. Oh. And by that, we don't mean having martinis and daiquiris.
Fluid, okay? water.
Gatorade, water, right, exactly. Two, you have to check on the elderly.
So somebody should check on me and you.
Yeah, well, you don't have to check on me because you won't find me in the sun.
But you're elderly. We're now elderly. How old are you?
I'm 60.
I'm 65. I'm really elderly.
Well, who's going to check on you? Jill?
No, Jill will leave me out in the desert with no water at all.
Exactly.
Because I'm a pain in the ass.
Right. You cannot exercise out in this this air mass. I mean, don't think that, you know, oh, I'll go running. Like right now, it's only 7 o'clock in the morning. I'll go running now because it's not as hot. And true, it's not. But it is humid. And that taxes the body. So be careful of that. What else could I tell you?
I don't know, Pat, but simply getting out of bed in the morning taxes my body.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I totally agree with that. So low 90s. Now, this is all sunny, folks.
Okay.
Low 90s today, mid-90s tomorrow, 95 to 100 Sunday, mid-90s Monday, low 90s Tuesday, even 4th of July, low 90s. By the 4th of July, maybe Tuesday into Wednesday, there will be a thunderstorm popping up here and there. But it's here and there.
Yeah, it's just normal pop-up thunderstorm.
Right.
Unpredictable. We're the right conditions. And, you know, we're in a position, we're in an area with Slide Mountain to our west, okay, where you've got air coming from the Great Lakes and far, far western New York, hits Slide Mountain and then goes up very high. We get a lot of thunderstorms that form in that area, and pop-up thunderstorms in our area in the summertime.
Right. Well, you will not see that from today through Sunday.
Okay.
The air will be too stable. Starting later Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it'll become a little more unstable. But otherwise, no, there's no chance of that at all. So there's no rain is out of the forecast, and it's just sizzling sunshine. That's all I can tell you. Sizzling sun and high humidity. Do not see any reprieve from the, quote, heat and or humidity in the long-range forecast.
So you don't see anything like that?
I don't see anything even remotely cool for much of next week.
All right. Well, I don't know what to say other than to put a little music behind this here. because even though it's not the 4th of July weekend, everybody's acting like it is.
Right.
You know, 4th of July.
That's great. I mean, if you could take from this weekend off right till next weekend, that's great.
He stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
That's one of the first songs we learned in school.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. And by the way, I got an email yesterday from the distributor that my movie, Finding Your Feet, has been shipped.
All right.
So I'm thrilled because I had scheduled the studio for the private screening next Saturday. So I should have it in time, and the cast will be invited to screen the movie and suggest who they think should play the appropriate roles.
All right. There you go.
Well, Pat, I'm going to include you in the cast.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend. We'll speak to you Tuesday.
Yes. Get it? Finding Your Feet?
Yes, I do. Goodbye, you crazy man.
Thank you.
Pat Pagano with a check on the forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.